Chapter 17. Vanity. Pride is the generator of faults and of defective dispositions which make up more than half of the wretchedness of humanity, the list of which would be interminable. It would be a rare thing if, on this list, we did not recognize one of our own faults. Who can say that he is exempt from the results of original sin, vanity, susceptibility, jealousy, stubbornness, boastfulness, sadness, discouragement, spite, authoritarianism, insubmission, the spirit of criticism, etc.? We shall study them little by little in subsequent probations. Today, let us fix our attention on vanity, which has been called the froth of pride. It is very difficult to determine the frontiers which separate them. In our current language, the two words are even used indifferently, one for the other. However, there is a difference between them which is, so to say, basic. In the Introduction to the Devout Life, St. Francis de Sales gives a detailed, precise, and charming description of vanity or vainglory, which consists in glorifying oneself in vain things. Quote, "To receive the grace of God into our hearts, they must be emptied of our own vainglory. We call that glory vain, which we assume to ourselves, either for what is not in us, or for what is in us and belongs to us, but deserves not that we should glory in it. The nobility of our ancestors, the favor of great men, and popular honor are things that are not in us. They are either in our ancestors or in the esteem of other men. Some men become proud and insolent because they ride a fine horse, wear a feather in their hat, or are dressed in a fine suit of clothes. Who does not see the folly of this? For if there be any glory in such things, the glory belongs to the horse, the bird, and the tailor. What meanness of heart must it be to borrow esteem from a horse, from a feather, or from some passing fashion? Others value and esteem themselves for a well-trimmed beard, for well-curled locks, or for soft hands, or because they can dance, sing, or play. Are not these weak-spirited men, who seek to increase their worth and to raise their reputation by such frivolous and foolish things? Others, for a little learning, would be honored and respected by the whole world, as if everyone ought to go to school to them and account them to be masters. That is why they are called pedants. Others, on account of their handsome persons, strut around like peacocks and think themselves to be admired by everyone. All this is extremely vain, offensive, and foolish, and the glory that is raised on such weak foundations is likewise called vain, foolish, and frivolous." From the Introduction, Part 3, Chapter 4. "Men are so presumptuous," wrote Pascal, "that they would like the whole world to know them. But they are so vain that the esteem of three or four persons close to them amuses and contents them." Quote, "Vanity is a lack of courage, not having the fortitude to undertake the acquiring of true and solid praise. It contents itself with having that which is false and empty." From St. Francis de Sales, Letter to Celse Benigne de Chantal, December 8, 1610.